Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
I will be reading our scripture for us, the first scripture, that is Mark 10, verses 46 through 52. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and ran to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Our second scripture passage also comes from the Gospel of Mark. We're in the sixth chapter, beginning with verse 30. Hear now God's words for you. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them the many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a very deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something to eat." But Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to Jesus, "Are we going to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds of fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to the heavens. He blessed it and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. My friends, this is the word of the Lord. The feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle recorded in all four Gospels. When Jesus feeds a massive crowd with five loaves and two fish, occurring somewhere near the Sea of Galilee. Each gospel sets the text, this feeding story, slightly different, addressing the audience of which the gospel is written for. The Gospel of Mark was primarily written for a Gentile, non-Jewish, audience. Specifically Roman Christians, and it was likely between AD 64 and 70. This gospel was designed to encourage believers facing persecution, and it presented Jesus as the suffering Son of God and the authoritative Savior. So this passage begins with the need for rest and reset. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. The disciples had been busy. They'd been out two by two teaching. They'd been shocked by the execution of John the Baptist, and now they have returned and are sharing all they have done and taught. Jesus recognizes exhaustion. The idea of getting away is a good one, except Jesus is now a recognizable feature. So as Jesus often does, he uses the crowd for a teachable opportunity. The disciples soon realize they have a problem on their hands. A crowd of 5,000 men, perhaps twice as many women and children. And dinner time is quickly approaching. They suggest sending everyone away. But Jesus responds, "You give them something to eat." Jesus empowers the disciple with these six simple words. And of course, you know the rest of the story. 5 loaves and 2 fish fed everyone and included leftovers. This is one of the places where I'm quite sure that Jesus intends to turn our expectations upside down. Jesus didn't have much use for hero worship. He was never captured by other people's expectations about what a Messiah was supposed to do, be able to do. He was always deflecting attention away from himself. Throughout the Gospels, you can see that people keep wanting Jesus to capitalize on his power, to be the hero they need. Turn stones into bread. Tell them you're the king. Save yourself. Don't die. Jesus didn't die, shy away from leadership, but he led in a different way. He used power in a way no one had seen before, different from the way we're familiar with still, all these years of Christianity later. When Jesus led, what he came to do, he did with an odd sort of submission, an obedience to a larger story, a vision bigger than his own, this thing he called the kingdom of God. Status and privilege seemed to mean nothing to him. He didn't seek those things for himself, and he didn't back down when other people used their status and privilege to try to make him smaller. It was like instead of being intimidated by the power structures around him, he was disarming them. Can you see why Jesus couldn't be a political leader? Political leadership is all about accumulating and exercising power over things. Politics is all about giving someone the power to control people, laws, institutions. Jesus used power for something different. It was a container he poured from. A maximum of compassion, emptying itself repeatedly for the sake of others, for their healing, their flourishing. And he offered power, his power, to everyone. He literally gave power away, as if there was no reason to hold on to it. As if there were a continually, as if it was a continually renewable source. You give them something to eat. You go out and heal people. You go make disciples. If we're going to be change makers, part of mending the world the way Jesus did, our work will be like his, not only to serve other people, but to empower them, to set them free. Change making is using power, the influence all of us have, not to dominate, but to bless and unburden people. Change-making liberates people by noticing when systems are broken, repairing the ways we have always done things before when those ways leave people out or make some people unfree. If you look around, there is so much work to do. And Jesus says, you go give them something to eat. You go out and heal them. You go make disciples. So how do we figure out where to start and what to do? As First Presbyterian Church, 175 years young, we have a lot of power and experience. We have worked hard to be Christian and be the voice and the vision and the future of Champaign-Urbana. We have provided jobs and food during a depression that was crushing our community. We have joined voices in changing things like blue laws that kept our siblings of color from being able to travel and live in the community they desire. We have been the voice to speak against segregation and redlining, although there's still work to do in this area. We have invited and sponsored immigrants over and over again, year to year. We have welcomed our French-speaking siblings and created a space for them to worship in their own style and language. We stepped up and invited our LGBTQ plus siblings to worship and created a safe space for them. We have done a lot of work. But I believe our current political situation has created even more work for us. That we are called to stand up to the lies and bullies of our current world. Now, many of you have said to me, but I'm old and tired. And I will respond back, you still have power. Your voice, your brain, and your dollars are important. You don't have to join a peaceful protest to make a difference. You can make phone calls, write letters, and learn about places where your dollars will make a difference right here in our neighborhood. I'll remind you that our legislatures count phone calls and emails. They keep a tally. And there are plenty of scripts on the internet, or you can check in with me if you want some help with that. Or perhaps you want to join our group that is gathering on Friday, the 20th, at 11:30. They're going to catch a bus and go to the YMCA Friday Forum, a great place to grow your brain. Several community opportunities to join our Allies for Immigrant Siblings are happening right now. We will be joining other groups assembling wishful kits on March 7th. Watch for details in our weekly news. Are you going to go out and heal people? Our newest endeavor is a food pantry for the food desert of downtown area called Champaign. And it will help our Dream ELL and members. Are you ready to give them something to eat? Also, you can join others at First Pres as we move forward in our transition and serve on one of the many task forces you're going to hear at our annual meeting. There are top initiatives. Are you ready to make disciples? If you look around, there is so much work to do. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. You go out and heal people. You go and make disciples. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.